This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The Los Angeles premiere for The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 was scaled back here after the recent terrorist attacks in Paris. Press interviews on the red carpet, which were scheduled to be 2 hours, were canceled. Instead, the stars of the film, including Jennifer Lawrence, Liam Hemsworth, Elizabeth Banks, and Josh Hutcherson, only greeted fans and took a few photos before heading into the screening in downtown Los Angeles. The after-party still went on at the entertainment complex LA Live, and it was a nice but subdued affair. Dakota Johnson's looking for love again and has enlisted a worthy partner in Rebel Wilson to help her take on the dating world. The 50 Shades of Grey star again portrays an initially naive young woman seeking romance. In this case, she's looking for love in New York with the help of Wilson's character, her far more experienced and foul-mouthed friend. Warner Brothers has released the first trailer for the romantic comedy How to Be Single this week, 3 months ahead of its opening.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I don't know why I just said y'all. You all would have taken just as much time. Oh my God, can I have 2 margaritas? Oh my God.
How to Be Single opens on Valentine's Day weekend on February 12th, about a year after 50 Shades dominated the box office. There are at least 4 new Star Wars films currently on the horizon, beginning with the December 18th arrival of Episode 7, The Force Awakens. And that's only the beginning of the cinematic universe Disney plans on creating out of George Lucas's brainchild. So, like Marvel, Disney and Lucasfilm hope to eventually deliver a new Star Wars film to audiences on an annual basis with no end in sight. In fact, Disney's plans for the franchise are so expansive that the cast of the original Star Wars and those who actually went to see Star Wars in movie theaters in 1977 will likely be dead before the saga ultimately scrolls its last end credits. So much for the Force being with you. Notorious bad boy and former star of TV's 2.5 Men, Charlie Sheen, admitted to being HIV positive this week. Sheen said that he's speaking out now because of the millions of dollars he's paid in hush money to people who he claims have threatened to reveal his diagnosis, which he received, quote, roughly 4 years ago. Well, according to one of his ex-girlfriends, former porn star Brie Olson, Charlie never revealed that he was HIV positive either to her or to girls Brie knew Charlie was dating. Well, well, who's telling the truth here? We'll keep you posted. Disney's blockbuster The Lion King passed Cats last week to become the 3rd longest-running show in Broadway history. Also this week, Disney unveiled a virtual reality clip of The Lion King's famous Circle of Life opening number, noting that it's the first time the technology has been used inside a Broadway theater. A Disney spokesperson said, quote, "The 360-degree footage has been compiled to create the first-ever virtual reality experience of a theatrical production number captured exactly as it is seen on stage." Congrats to Disney, The Lion King, and of course to Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber. Porsche has responded to the lawsuit filed by Fast and Furious star Paul Walker's daughter. The luxury car manufacturer claims that the crash that killed Walker was, quote, his own comparative fault, unquote. Seeking to have the wrongful death lawsuit tossed, Porsche said late last week that the 2005 Carrera CT that Walker and driver Roger Rodas were in had been abused and altered, as well as misused and improperly maintained. Porsche also says that the seasoned driver of the blockbuster car movies knew the car could be dangerous. Well, it looks like this suit is not even close to being resolved. HBO is keeping Nick Pizzolatto in the fold with a 3rd consecutive overall deal that would keep the True Detective creator at the pay cable network through 2018. The pact would cover possible new installments of the offbeat drama franchise, as well as new projects. A spokesperson from HBO said, quote, "We're thrilled to continue our relationship with Nick, as he's one of the most exceptionally talented writers and producers working today. We look forward to seeing where his unique creative vision will take us next," unquote. That is amazing considering the mixed reviews True Detective second season received. You know, the one that starred Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn, and oh yeah, Rachel McAdams. Yeah, none of those fine actors could save that stink fest, but not to worry, HBO thinks Nick Pizzolatto can do a better job in season 3. Good luck! Netflix announced Chelsea Does, a four-part documentary series hosted by comedian Chelsea Handler, debuting in January exclusively on the service worldwide. The four-part docuseries is separate from Handler's forthcoming talk show for Netflix, which is slated to bow later in 2016. Chelsea Does is part of the overall deal Netflix cut with her last year. Chelsea Does will comprise four introspective films featuring Handler, exploring a range of subjects ranging from marriage to drugs and from racism to Silicon Valley. Check out Chelsea Does coming to Netflix in January. Just a year and a half after buying and a handful of calls to 911 due to attempted intruders, at least one who was sent to the slammer on felony charges, pop singer Selena Gomez has her Calabasas estate up for sale at $4.5 million. The 23-year-old entertainer, who has almost 35 million Twitter followers and more than 51 million on Instagram, purchased the gated 3-acre spread in March of 2014 for $3.7 million. That's roughly a cool profit of $800,000 after only 18 months. It's good to be Selena Gomez. Oh, and no, Justin Bieber, she's moved on, okay?
The Trash Bin.
Actor Jake Gyllenhaal took a break from eating sushi at LA swanky Murakami, strolled to the washroom, but was suddenly blocked by a gorgeous 20-ish blonde wearing extremely tight jeans over a, well, booty built to kill. So this beautiful girl cornered Jake, snuggled up, whispered naughty things into his ear, and asked him to join her inside the toilet. But Jake just grinned, nodded no, 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 brushed past, entered the toilet solo, and locked her out. When Jake returned to his table, his friend said, "Dude, that was outrageous." Flashing a huge grin, Jake grunted, "Happens all the time." "Yeah, Jake, of course it does."
The news wrap-up.
China's film and TV regulators have banned plug-in software that has allowed TV viewers to access foreign TV shows through set-top decoders. TiVo, the company that invented the DVR, has seen its stock price decline nearly 34% over the last 12 months. The company says that CEO Tom Rogers will step down at the end of January. According to the latest numbers, more women are sitting on the boards of technology companies, but the industry lags other sectors by far. More and more millennials are ditching their cars for on-demand transportation such as Uber and Lyft.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2, source of the top of the box office.
The number one album.
Justin Bieber is the winner over One Direction with Purpose.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition retains its grip at the top of the charts.
The number one fiction book.
Rogue Lawyer by John Grisham is the best-selling book again this week.
Hey Spinners, we're all about Adele, and she has the most eagerly anticipated album of the year by far, and it's just been released. It's called 25, and the second single after Hello has also been released. The Tottenham, England native is simply a one-woman sales machine with a humongous following worldwide. And it's well-deserved, as her new collection of songs continue to dazzle and tug at our emotions. Here's 27-year-old Adele with the song of the week, When We Were Young.
This reminds me of when we were young.
That was the incredible Adele with the second single off of 25 and the song of the week, When We Were Young. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.